Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Saga of Recluse, Book 1, The Magic of Recluse, Part 1, by L. E. Modisett, Jr. Narrated by Bradley Smith, with performances by Andy Brownstein, Carolyn Kashner, Amanda Forstrom, Chris Skinnebach, Ken Jackson, Richard Rowan, Peter Holdway, Nora Ashrati, Stephen Carpenter, Michael Glenn, Elizabeth Jernigan, Andy Clements, Jeff Allen, Marnie Penning, Scott McCormick, Evan Casey, Chris Stinson, Eric Messner, Thomas Keegan, Colleen Delaney, David Jordan, Jacob Yeh, Dylan Lynch, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Mort Shelby, Jessica Lauren Ball, Lise Bruneau, Michael John Casey, Terrence Aselford, Jonathan Foyer, Matthew Bassett, Tim Getman, and Nanette Savard. Saga of Recluse, Book 1, The Magic of Recluse, Part 1. Growing up, I always wondered why everything in Wandernaut seemed so dull. Not that I minded the perfectly baked bread routinely produced by my father or by Aunt Elizabeth, and I certainly enjoyed the intricately carved toys and other gifts that Uncle Sardit miraculously presented on my birthday or on the high holidays. Perfection, especially for a youngster learning about it from cheerfully sober adults, has a price. Mine was boredom, scarcely novel for a young man in the middle of his second decade. But boredom leads to trouble, even when things are designed to be as perfect as possible. Of course, the perfection and striving for perfection that marked the island, though some would term Recluse a smallish continent, had a reason. A good reason, but one hardly acceptable to a restless young man.
Perfection, Laris, is the price we pay for the good life. Perfection keeps destruction away and provides a safe harbor for the good.
But why and how? Finally, shortly after I finished the minimum formal schooling, in my case at 15, my mother entered the discussion.
Laris, there are two fundamental forces in life and in nature. Creation and destruction. Creation is order. We attempt to maintain it...
You sound just like Magister Kerwin. Order is all that keeps chaos at bay. Because evil and chaos are so closely linked, one should avoid all but the most necessary acts of destruction. I know perfection is important. I know it. I know it. And I know it. But why does it have to be so flaming boring?
Order is not boring. You are bored with order.
She looked at my father.
Since you are bored with us, and since you are not quite ready for the possibility of undertaking the Danger Geld, how would you like to spend a year or so learning about woodworking with your Uncle Sardit?
Tanara?
Sardit and I have talked it over, Gunner. He's willing to take on the challenge.
Challenge? What challenge? I can learn anything.
For about the first 3 weeks.
It's not as though you will ever be a master woodworker, Laris. But the general skills and discipline will come in useful when you undertake your Danger Geld.
Me? Why would I ever go tramping off through the wildlands?
You will.
Most assuredly.
But the only thing that was assured then was that I would have the chance to learn how to craft some of the screens, tables, chairs, and cabinets that Uncle Sardit produced. Every once in a while, I knew, someone traveled from Kandar or even from one of the trading cities of Ostra to purchase one of his screens or inlaid tables. Until I had a better idea of what I really wanted to do in life, woodworking was better than helping my father keep all the stonework spotless or mixing clays or tending the kiln fire for mother. Although the same traders who visited...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?